Last week's failed recall of Governor Scott Walker has Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins thinking efforts to fast-track legislation of an iron ore mine aren't far off.
Yeah, that's I'm concerned. The same threats haven't changed. The players might change. Even the governorship could have changed. But the actual threats to the environment, the actual things that we have stood opposed to, are still the same.
Wiggins and his people's reservation on Lake Superior near Ashland is downstream of the proposed Pinoki mine. He says an open-pit mine would pollute both the air and water, so they're obligated to protect their environment.
We've never stopped preparing and trying to strengthen our position to protect ourselves. So here today, it's been business as usual, regardless of the recall or anything like that.
Bad River may soon have another important piece in its arsenal. Last year, they received Class 1 status from the federal EPA to set their own water standards. Since then, they've applied for the same rights for air quality standards. So the air and water could come from a Pinoki iron ore mine. If it exceeds tribal and EPA standards, then the permit would be denied. Wiggins hopes that'll force science into future debate.
To drive it on political rhetoric and false private corporate-driven numbers and economic discussion is a disservice to everybody, especially us that are going to eat and breathe that stuff.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.